Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. Just briefly, I mentioned this last week, but Michiko Hayashi's mother passed away recently, and I'd like to ask everyone around the world to please send lots of love and light and positive energy to her and her beautiful mom and family. Michiko is the head of the Emoto Peace Project, which is a nonprofit children's charity which teaches children around the world love and gratitude. Their website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. I wanted to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your spirit guides and angels, please call me at 509-750-9793 here in the United States or email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I wanted to tell you all about some wonderful psychic affairs, spiritual events coming up tomorrow. On Saturday, October 6th, and Sunday, October 7th, I'll be at the wonderful Crystal Spirit Bookstore and Spiritual Center in Tacoma. They're right off the corner of 38th and Cedar, just down the street from the Tacoma Mall, off of exit 129 on Interstate 5. And if you are in the area, please stop by. I would enjoy meeting you. Then on November 10th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'll be having a very special psychic and haro fair with Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project, from Tokyo. The fair will be held at 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia, and I hope you can come. It's a free event, and there should be a wonderful time. Also, from October 18th through the 21st, there's a wonderful water conference in Sofia, Bulgaria. The website is www.waterconf.org. Some of the world's most famous water scientists will be there. And I hope you can come. That'll be in Sofia, Bulgaria, and I will be there attending as well. With that, I'd like to bring on a wonderful gentleman named Jared Rand. He does a wonderful daily meditation at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for World Peace. He has over 400,000 people meditating daily. He's having a wonderful uplifting effect to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. He writes, "My mission is to uplift the human civilization by increasing their vibrational frequencies so they rise and assist them with their higher selves or guard sparks." He said, we want to leave behind anger, sorrow, hate, selfishness, ego, envy, greed, arrogance, pain, conflict, war, disrespect, and prejudice, and starvation and poverty, and replace that with love, joy, abundance, and peace. He says he's been on this journey for 45 years, and he's humbled at each second of existence. And with that, I'd like to bring Jaron on my show. Jaron, how are you doing today? Jared, are you there? Well, that's too bad. We were just talking to Jared a few minutes ago. Eric's a wonderful fellow. We'll try to reach him again. Hopefully, we'll be able to bring him back. There was an incidence of where the UK government is knowingly dumping many thousands of tons of radioactive mud just outside Bristol in the southwest of England. They started this on September 11th, and they plan to dump a lot more mud there. And there's a technique I'd like to ask everyone to use today to help clean up that radiation. It's been used successfully at Fukushima as well. And it's called the Ho'oponopono water prayer, and it's from Dr. Emoto. Dr. Emoto used this successfully to clean up water, radioactive water in Japan, and it goes something like this. Water, we're sorry. Please say this after me. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. Let's say this twice more. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. And then one more time, and please send lots of love and light to the Bristol area, where the Penarth area, where the UK government is knowingly dumping thousands of tons of radioactive mud right now as we speak on the shores of beautiful southwest England. Again, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. This will help clean up the radiation in that area. And with that, Eric says that Jared's back on the line again. Good. Jared, are you there?
Yes, I'm reconnected. My phone was absolutely blacked out as soon as we started talking.
Oh, well, I'm glad, my friend, that the higher spirits came in and restored telephone communication. So
yeah.
because the white light's always stronger than the dark. And so I have angels. I can tell there's angels here in the studio because even though it's a rainy, cloudy day here in Seattle, inside the studio, the studio is lit up now. This beautiful white light. For those of you on YouTube, if you go to our radio website at www.1150kknw.com and click on YouTube, you can watch me now and you can see the beautiful angelic light now in the studio. Well, Jared, you're an interesting fellow. You do you do meditations daily for world peace, and now according to your website, you've got somewhere over 400,000, perhaps close to 500,000 people meditating daily. Is that all over the world?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Sure is.
Wonderful. Well, could you tell?
Just to let you know, we've passed 500,000.
You passed 500,000. Oh, isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I know you said yesterday when we spoke on the phone that your meditations can last for up for a half hour, but I've got about 5 minutes left before I go to my next interview with Billy Woodard and Zora the Hollow Earth. But I hate to ask you this, but I'll have to have you on for a longer show in the future, Jared, but just a short synopsis of the kind of work you do would be wonderful.
Okay, thanks, Ted. Basically, we gather people from all over the planet via the phone, and at 3 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, everybody gathers at that time to a conference line. And then we have people, since we're limited on the amount of people that can come in on the conference line, we take trunk people in from all over the planet. And so they go in on one line, but we have people that are holding 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 here, and 5,000, 500, and it comes in. And then I have some people let me know the count so that I know where we're at, roughly as far as amount of people that are participating on the call. And then what we do is I go into a guided, very simple meditation. The meditations are different every day. We have, as far as content and subject, that comes in, the information comes in, and then I go into a meditation myself about 10 to 15 minutes before that time, and then we go into it. And it's basically so simple that anybody can participate. And it's about elevating the countries and the world and the planet and the solar system and the galaxies and the universes. So we start with planet Earth, and then we branch out, and we send these waves of energy out. And it's about people becoming aware who they are and that they are all equal participants in our collective energies to become aware of our eternal love and connect with the planet and all sources of beings from eternal love. And we pull them in, and then they all participate. And we call upon all beings of light, of eternal love, from all parts of the universes and galaxies. So we call them in as well. And then we begin a guidance where I have everybody go in and not be disturbed and start breathing, relaxing. They breathe in 3 to 6 breaths, exhale, and then I go into the guidance as far as what they to do, to guide them, I guess is the best way to put it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Could you give out your telephone numbers so people could perhaps join tomorrow in your meditations?
They can literally go to a site called global8000meditation.org.
Okay.
That's all one word, global8000meditation.org. All of the call numbers are there. They can access them. And then we have volunteers produce the recorded meditation that people can access later. We have people listening to the meditations all over the planet off of YouTube, just countless. It's often to the stratosphere as far as how many people listen to them. So they're We're also going to transcribe them. We're going to begin doing that so people can read the meditations and take them wherever. So we have them on YouTube, and we'll have them on written form so people can read them as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Jared, I can't thank you enough on behalf of all my listeners worldwide for your fantastic work in raising consciousness and making this world a better place. I think we're all powerful spiritual beings. And in that regard, we also have all of us have the spark of the Supreme Being or God within us. And you help ignite that spark in everyone around the world. Because I don't think anybody really wants war on this planet. They want a peaceful planet where people live in harmony, and they truly want a paradise on Earth where everyone's needs are taken care of and we live in harmony. And so I want to thank you so much for your wonderful work,
Jared. That has been my pleasure, Ted. I'm here to serve.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jared, for coming on the show today. And your website, again, is global8000meditation.org. And I urge everyone to please check out his wonderful website and to join in the prayer, daily prayers and meditation. Thank you, Jared, for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ted.
Okay, all right. That was Jared Rand, a wonderful fellow who's doing a lot for world peace. But I'm so glad he could come on today. My next guest is Billy Woodard, who's the son of Zora of the Hollow Earth. Every year I go down to Mount Shasta twice, and I meet the people of the Hollow Earth in Telos. And last month in September, I was at Mount Shasta, and I had a miracle happen. My Adama, who one of the high priests of Telos, came in, and he asked me if I wanted a healing for my right eye, and I said yes. And so that was during my dream state at night. And so the next morning I woke up, and my eyesight in my right eye was healed. It was 20/40, 20/50, and now it's 20/10 in that eye. I have razor sharp, I have very clear, crystal clear eyes, eyesight now in both eyes. And in gratitude for his fantastic healing, he gave me a miracle gift. I'll be having on Zora and Billy Woodard of the Hollow Earth on a regular basis. And Eric is now getting Zora and Billy on the phone now so we can talk to him. I wanted to tell everyone in this couple of minutes we have now that there's a fantastic water conference, a gathering of the world's top scientists of water in Sofia, Bulgaria. The conference starts on October 18th. It goes through October 21st. The website, if you'd like to go, is www.waterconf.org. That's water, then C as in Charlie, O-N-F.org. I'm on the press committee for the conference, and if you can come, I would really enjoy meeting you there. In 2 weeks from today, I'll be broadcasting live from the conference with some of the world's top water scientists, and I hope you can listen to that wonderful program. And Eric just gave me the thumbs up that we do have Billy Woodard on the line. And Billy, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, Billy. It's so good to talk to you. Anyway, I'm so glad you and your father could come on today.
Uh-huh.
Could you give us your website so people could okay, we just lost Billy again. That's okay. We'll see if we can reach him in a minute. Anyway, going back to the water conference in Bulgaria, one of the things that Dr. Moto discovered, I discussed this during the first part of the last hour, is that water has memory, and also water is very sensitive to vibrations. So that if you take a bottle of radioactive water and you write love and gratitude on the water, the radiation will disappear within 48 hours. Now, the way to understand how that works is the reason why it disappears is because love and gratitude has a very high vibration, and the radiation, on the other hand, is a very low vibration. So what happens is that when you write love and gratitude, it increases the vibration of the water, and the radiation completely disappears. And anyway, I'll be discussing that topic with the scientist at the water conference later this month in Sofia. Eric, do we have... okay, great. We have Billy back on the line. Billy, hi, we lost you there, but I'm so glad you could come back.
Yeah, call just sort of dropped out.
Oh, well, I'm glad we're here. I'm glad we're here today, Billy. Well...
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. It's so good to have you on. I told everyone about the miracle healing that Adama did for me last month when I was at Mount Shasta. And one of the things that I really like about you, Billy, is that you always have, you and your fathers are wonderful people, and you always are very respectful of other people, and also say that we all have the spark of the Supreme Being or God within us. And if you can tie into that, then you can really heal yourself or do perform miracles.
That's right.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Well, it's a very interesting time in history. I just had Simon Parks on live from England during the first hour, and he said during the next 3 months it's critical for the future of the planet. I'd love your comments on that, and also any comments from your dad as well, Zora.
I would say every day is going to be instrumental.
Okay.
In the development of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the pivotal, you said?
Right, that's what I said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, every day is going to be pivotal because you're drawing closer and closer to your blessing. Blessing meaning the global currency reset.
Sure.
And, that's in the process of happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Overseas and other countries. And it is also happening here with private groups,
mm-hmm.
but as for the announcement hasn't been given for the general public yet, and that soon will also be coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting for that too.
Wonderful.
After that occurs, then we look forward to the galactic disclosure. And that right there is going to be the game changer,
mm-hmm.
for the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that happens, like I just mentioned, it's going to be a game changer for everybody.
Sure. Sure.
Your body will be transformed to a full conscious being.
Hmm.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
And when that occurs, there'll be no more hoarding or people being greedy and stuff like this. All those thoughts will be gone.
Wonderful.
All those thoughts will be gone. All those people out there wanting to, rob people for what they have.
Sure.
All that's going to be a thing of the past. Weapons will not work.
Wow.
When that happens.
Wow.
Once galactic disclosure has been fully announced, then the galactics will be here walking amongst you.
Wow, that's amazing.
And you'll have mentors, and everybody will have a mentor. All 7 billion on this planet will have their own personal mentor.
Wow.
So that's going to change things to a major degree.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Billy, that's an amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Okay, I'm gonna hush now. I'm going to bring my dad through.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Billy.
And let you talk with him.
Okay, thank you.
And, okay. Are you leaving that, you said? Okay. Indeed, beloved God, how be you this day?
It's so good to talk to you, Zora. It's been a while, and I wondered, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Indeed. And what questions do you have for me?
Well, first off, I want to thank Adama for healing my eyesight. He healed my eyesight when I was at Mount Shasta last month.
Very good.
And to honor him and the people of Telos and the Hollow Earth, I asked Billy, and I asked, I would like to have you come on my show once a month or any time that you like, because you have so much beautiful wisdom to share. I mentioned this to Billy a few minutes ago, but I wanted to mention this again, that I think I said Simon Parks, my friend in England, had said that the next 3 months, this month, October, November, December, were critical months in the history of our planet. And then Billy said very wisely that every day is a pivotal day, and I agree with that. What can people do, Zora, to help in this ascension process?
They need to get out of their mind, out of their ego, out of their, what is termed, their wanting to, striving to become more and more rich, if you will.
Okay.
Or, you know, striving towards what is called, hoarding and things of this nature. They need to take what they have and share it with others. They need to get out of their ego completely, because the ego is what destroys the life. And amongst other things as well. But when it comes to what is termed as being the coming months being pivotal, that is a correct statement, of course, but it is also, as you understand, the galactics are in preparation for the galactic disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And when this takes place, I mean, understand that when this occurs, that your what you call your government, or so-called governments, or ones that those that wish to be, that are in charge, but the ones that think they are, blocking the media and things coming going on with the media, where people do not hear certain things. Well, in the case of the galactic disclosure, when this occurs, there'll be no stopping it.
Wow.
Because it will be coming over all of your computers, all of your iPads, all of your iPhones, and your cell phones, and things of this nature, and those that are out in the wilderness will hear the voice coming from the sky. So they will not be able to cover this up at all.
Wow.
So every ear will hear the announcement of the arrival of the Galactic Federation. They're already around your planet right now. They have just not been given the go-ahead to actually commence coming down and bringing forth the mentors that will be here to educate every single human about their true origin, about their true nature, about the power that they possess. You are all unlimited beings. You are limitless beings. Also, every one of you are, which is in essence, love incarnate. You are all, every one of you, are gods or goddesses, or sometimes both. But in every instance, everyone walking this planet is either a goddess or a god, and also they are healers as well. You have the power within your being to heal yourselves and others. Once you fully realize this god power that you possess, there will be no stopping you. In essence, that is what the governments have been trying to do, to curb the intelligence of the which is called peoples, common peoples, because they understand the power that one single child, toddler, has the power with his mind to literally move a building.
Wow.
With the power
of telekinesis. Mm. Now, this inbred power is within everyone, but they don't know it. Mm-hmm. They have not been trained or informed that they have this power until now. When we come forth and speak to it, the people on the teleconference calls, we let them know the power they possess, and we show them the power that they possess. And when they get a taste of it, they want more of it. And that is the essence and the message that we bring, is that you are all-powerful beings. You have the power to bring peace to this earth entirely. You can end with your loving transmission of thought can literally transform the face of this planet to a paradise. But you are so caught up in so-called higher education and so-called religion that your mind is clouded. It is hindered. And this is something that we don't want you to be. We want you to be fully and completely the gods and goddesses that you are. Everyone walking this planet was born into this world as being a god, if they are the female gender, a god or a goddess, if they are the male gender. I had that backwards. Goddess for females, gods for males. But everyone walking this planet has the god and goddess within them. When you say a prayer, you think you are praying to a being that is out in the heavens. In reality, when you pray, you are praying to the god or goddess of your being. And the god or goddess of your being is what answers your prayer and brings it to fruition. So you are the gods and goddesses that you are praying to. Does this make sense?
It makes total sense, and you have so much wisdom today, and I appreciate you telling all my listeners this so much, Zora.
Indeed.
I wanted to tell you that I do see the galactic spacecraft every night.
I know you do.
Yeah, and I actually know some of the crew members on some of the craft, and they visited us actually last month when we were at Mount Shasta. I had my group together, about a dozen people or so. Zora, I know you love this story, and we sent lots of love and light to the craft. It was a galactic craft, and we asked them to move, so they did a dance for us, and they took off somewhere.
Indeed.
So that gave us a little show, and we appreciated that so much.
Indeed.
But,
and that is because you are ready to receive the gift of sight.
Oh.
To see them.
Yeah.
To experience them. And they know this. That is why they came to you.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And for those out there that are not awake, are not privileged to see them, I can assure them they will see them too.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Because when it comes time for the Galactic Federation to announce their presence, there will be none that will not hear it or see it.
Mm-hmm.
You have many vessels that are on your planet right now, but they are in a cloaked fashion. They're there, but you don't see them.
Sure.
And they are just waiting for the notification from what is termed Source to decloak. And when they do decloak, there's going to be a wave sent out from all the ships at the same time, like a healing wave that will engulf the entire planet. You will no longer see people in wheelchairs
that with the inability of walking.
Hmm.
Ones that have missing legs due to either accident or the war will retain them again.
Hmm.
They will regrow them when this occurs in an instant. So those of those that are out there that are listening, that are in wheelchairs, and that are from the knee down, they have no gut, no legs, be of good cheer, because you're going to have them return to you. All beings on the planet are slated for ascension.
Nice.
With or without the body. There's two ways to ascend. One is with the body, and how that is performed is, I'll give you an example, someone in a hospital, and they are nearing the end of their contract, and they are, which is called, and their loved ones are present, and the minister is present, giving last rites and things of this nature. And suddenly the body begins to glow.
Hmm.
And suddenly it is gone.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Disappears into thin air. That is ascending with your body. Now, for those of you that are still caught up in 3D thinking, you have what is called ascension without the body. And that is when you simply vacate your vessel. And the vessel is still lying in the bed, but your essence is gone.
Hmm.
And you have ascended to a higher plane of existence.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the two ways in which you will ascend.
You say you have so much wisdom, Zora. It takes me a few minutes to think about things, and it's not. You know, I mean, sometimes you talk to people, and you can catch what they're saying immediately. But for you, it takes me a few minutes to process everything.
Of course,
I think I already have a lot of stuff in my brain as it is, so it's kind of crowded up there. But anyway,
indeed.
I'm making room in my brain cells for you. So. So,
indeed.
But it's amazing, you know. And some people aren't ready to accept it. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you.
Indeed.
When this galactic disclosure happens, I assume the negative entities here on the planet will be gone, including the negative reptilians. Are there still some left now, Zora? Are they leaving, or
they have been vacated from the world?
Okay.
All the ones that were here before, that were bringing chaos and discord and things
right.
of this nature,
right,
have been lifted from the planet.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Only the ones that remain are the ones that are benevolent. And they are helped in a very helpful manner.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many of those in the Earth's crust.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. One thing that my previous, Simon Parks, my friend in England, said during the last hour, he said
mm-hmm.
that negatively oriented humans on this planet, some of them are still choosing to stick with the negative ways, and they're having as the vibrations of the planet go higher and higher, Zora, and we get close to this galactic disclosure, they themselves will have an even more difficult time.
And that is so.
Okay.
They're going to have a more difficult time because of the raising of the consciousness of the planet.
Okay.
See, planet Earth, or what you call Terra Crista or Gaia, or whatever you want to term her,
mm-hmm.
is a sentient living being.
Okay.
And she has ascended already into full fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And the people upon her are simply catching up. So The ones that are awakened, that are becoming more awakened, will become even more awakened. And they will be reaching a level of full consciousness. Mm. And once they have reached that full level of full consciousness, those beings that are cleaving or holding on to the three-dimensional understanding will simply cease to be. Because they cannot be in the presence of a full fifth-dimensional being. Understand that they will be removed from this world, placed on another. There's a sister world to this Earth that is on the far side of the sun. It is in the same orbit as the Earth, but it is on the far side of the sun, where you cannot see it. But it is there. Your NASA has already seen it. They have already sent probes, and they have taken pictures of the planet, and were quite perplexed because it was an identical picture of their planet, and they thought they were looking at a mirror. So it was quite perplexing to them. And the probe sent back these images of the planet, and of course it is the land masses are all in the same position as they are on the Earth, and so it was quite perplexing to them. To realize that there is a sister world identical to this one on the far side of Helios. Mm-hmm. So, and I say Helios because many of you people do not know what Helios is. Helios is your sun. But also understand, your sun is not hot. It is cold fusion.
Oh, okay.
It is not radioactive. It is light, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
It is also a planet.
Mm-hmm.
And what you term as the solar flares and things of this nature, the fiery ball that NASA has been giving you, are a false image. That is what is termed as a holographic cover or camouflage of the planet. And beneath that fire and an illusion of fire is a planet.
I've heard that there are people living on the sun, Zora, who actually
they are living in the sun.
In the sun, yeah, and having
understand.
Yeah,
all planets in your universe, in your galaxy, and further on,
mm-hmm.
all planets that are planets are all hollow, and they all are peopled inside,
amazing.
Not on the surface.
Uh-huh.
Because the surface has been pelted with meteors and asteroids and things of this nature.
Sure.
So they are living inside of the planet where there is a tropical paradise within.
Mm-hmm.
And even your world is hollow. Mm-hmm. Your world has a hollow interior, a central sun that is about 600 miles across. It gives a twilight appearance inside, and there is light that is very abundant there. And I can also tell you that in Hollow Earth, there is enough land in Hollow Earth to house the entire population of the Earth.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Sarah. I always learn something new. That's amazing.
Indeed.
Thank you for sharing that.
You have oceans in the Hollow Earth, but you have more land than you have water.
Hmm.
And on the surface, you have more water than you have land.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the opposite. But also understand, in Hollow Earth, it is six dimension already.
Six dimension.
When the surface of the planet ascended to full fifth, then, of course, the interior of the planet or the hollow of the planet ascended to six dimension. So there are a dimension higher than you. And everything inside is humongous in size.
Hmm.
This is due to the less gravity in the interior.
Okay.
In the hollow of the planet. As an example, whatever you weigh on the surface, you would only weigh a third of what that your amount that you weigh on the surface would be your actual weight inside. Only a third of that.
Hmm.
So you would be able to jump higher, run faster, and never tire.
Wow. That's...
You would be able to swim in the ocean and never tire at all.
That's amazing. So you could have a grapefruit, for example, that could be the size of a basketball, for example.
Indeed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Wow. Amazing.
As well as strawberries, the same size.
Amazing. Wow. You could have one strawberry the size of a of a basketball, and that would fill you up for at least several days. Hmm.
Indeed.
Interesting. Wow.
But also understand that people inside are also tall too.
Mm-hmm.
We are the female gender is around 14'5", and the male genders are 15 and higher.
My goodness. Wow.
And in Hollow Earth, Zoraya, my beloved child, she was what is termed as 14 and a half, going on to 15. The same with her twin sister.
Wow.
And so when we brought them to the surface, we had to reduce their size with a device that literally shrinks their entire structure down to that of a toddler.
Wow.
And brought them to the surface.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. When I was at Mount Shasta last month, I have to ask you this question, Zora. I met a very kind man who had a long beard and he loved a bicycle. I gave a presentation in Mount Shasta, and he came up to me after the presentation and thanked me for my presentation. And he said, "Oh, I can see you like to visit spiritual places and you like to travel. Here, please take these books." And it was wonderful books about different places to visit in North and South America. And I had a feeling he wasn't from the surface. I have a feeling he was from Telos. Are there people that live in the Shasta area that are living among us there to observe?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You have people who are living in Telos that are living on the surface right now.
Okay.
You have Sharula Dux.
Okay, I've heard of her, yeah.
She is better known as Bonnie.
Uh-huh.
And she is the daughter of Adama.
Really?
And she lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hmm.
And then, of course, you have Zoraya, who lives in the state of Nevada. So there are others that are living elsewhere that are from the Hollow Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not. They do not publicize their whereabouts.
Sure, sure.
For obvious reasons.
Sure.
But anyway, and of course, Zoraya took it upon herself to be able to bring forth a message about the Hollow Earth to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because that was what her mission was.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, when she was sent to the surface, her purpose was to be able to bring about what is termed as the reality of the Hollow Earth to the surface peoples.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was meant to happen in 1947.
Oh, yes.
When Admiral Richard E. Byrd, a very well-noted Arctic explorer and admiral of the U.S. Navy, came and accidentally flew into Hollow Earth and made contact with the population inside. And, of course, at that time, we gave him a threefold message to give back to the world. Of course, it was meant for the world, but not just the United States. And that was the initial reason for his flight to the North Pole. and beyond. He was given a message. I'm going to give you that message in its entirety, what it should have been in 1947.
Oh, please do.
The first part was the reality and existence of Hollow Earth and the people who lived there.
Wow.
The second part was medical. And the medical part was that he had been given a set of vials, test tubes, if you will, with every known cure for every known disease at that time.
You're kidding. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. And the third part was to inform your government to cease and desist from using atomic energy or nuclear energy.
Wow.
Because of the dire consequences that it has, results that could be created with this power.
Of course. Wow.
Understand, that was the message. And it was to be given to the world, not just one particular country, but all countries. And it was never allowed to cut even surface because they put a cap on it. You term it the top secret cap.
Right.
And that was a travesty because what occurred at that time, they robbed the world of the blessing that the message contained. And they put it on a shelf, as it were.
Oh, no.
They simply put all of the cures are on a shelf in Area 51, and what is termed the other parts of the message were ignored.
Wow.
Just as you have what is called presently, you have an incident taking place in the Pacific Ocean right now on the coast of America. You have what is called a naval base down in the area known as San Diego.
Okay.
And you also have what is called a submarine base there.
Mm-hmm.
And that submarine base has been doing what is termed as a no-no. Mm. No-no meaning that they are using sonar, a new type of sonar, and testing it in the Pacific Ocean. And it is causing havoc with the cetacean nation. It is causing havoc with the whales and with the dolphins and with the manatee and all creatures of the sea, including the mer people.
I have to tell you something, Zara. You know, the Navy is under a court order from the Federal U.S. District Court in Hawaii, in the Honolulu District, not to use that against any of the animal kingdom and not to do any testing. So they're a violation of that federal order. And I hope there's some lawyer out there listening to this today because they need to be stopped.
Well, what I'm about to tell them, and they better be listening, because Poseidon is not a happy camper. Poseidon, the king of the sea, is extremely upset with the U.S. Navy.
Okay.
And he is about to unleash a solution to their arrogance, to their disobedience, to his warning. And this warning, what is about to be released upon the naval base in San Diego, is something that they have no control over at all. It's called a tsunami.
Okay.
A tsunami of enough height to obliterate that base, literally.
Wow.
The people that live on that base will be given ample warning to leave.
Uh-huh.
And they will have the opportunity to do so. But rest assured, Poseidon is no one to trifle with.
Well,
because he is in control of the ocean.
Wow. Wow.
The waves. Just as your what you call your harp has create that sometimes they create a wave.
Right.
Well, I can assure you, they can create all they want to, but Poseidon can simply snap his fingers and that wave will disappear.
I hope the Navy is listening to this program today because this gives them ample warning to stop this nonsense.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
They will or else.
Yep.
Quite simple.
Yep.
And I will also tell you that the oceans have been repopulated with the entire Syrian population of the Mer peoples.
Really? Wow.
They were brought back to the earth.
Okay.
And they were deposited in the Pacific Ocean.
Hmm.
And then, of course, they spread out globally.
Sure.
So now they are back, all the pods are back in their prospective locations throughout the world.
I saw a pod off the Pacific on a beach here in Washington State just last month. And I
Indeed.
Could see their head bobbing, and I waved at them, and they acknowledged me. I knew they were there. I could see them with my own eyes.
And they waved back.
They did. They did. So.
Indeed.
Anyway, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're still there. They're still there. And
Before I depart, I want to give all your listeners that are listening a simple demonstration of their power.
Okay.
I want everyone who has an orange or a fruit drink of some sort,
okay,
or water, to get it and put it in front of them.
Okay.
I'm going to show them a minute power they possess.
Okay.
It is far greater than that, of course.
Okay. We have 3 minutes, my friend. Please go ahead.
All right. I want them to rub their hands together.
All right.
Take the edge of your right hand and place it on the right side of your glass.
Okay.
If you're in the southern hemisphere, you do the opposite.
Okay.
Then you take your left hand and you join your last three fingers together and your index finger outward, and you bring it, the back of your hand, over to the left side of whatever you have between okay. your hands.
People
whether
can
it be an orange or a fruit drink or some type of liquid, and then just keep your hands there for about 3 minutes or so,
okay.
and then afterwards retaste it.
Okay.
Wonderful. You're going to notice a major difference in it.
Wonderful.
Because what you're doing, you are changing the molecular structure of the water with your god or goddess power, and you are purifying your drink, your fruit, or your meal.
Wonderful.
With your own goddess or god power. And believe me, it works.
I've tried it myself, Zora, and I've been doing it now for years. Thank you for so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
So I'm going to send a power boost out to everyone.
Okay.
And a healing boost.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
I receive.
It is done.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Zora. My goodness.
Indeed.
We've got about a minute and a half left, and I'd love to have you wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Well, just remember, beloved gods and goddesses, before, when I first began, I would call you masters, but you're beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are now the gods and goddesses that you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And once you fully realize that, you will change your reality. Completely.
Wonderful.
I will be on Jared's call this coming Sunday.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Zora, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. You've given so much love and wisdom to all of my listeners worldwide. I hope everyone's enjoyed today's show. Zora and Billy will be coming on again next month, as will Simon Parks during the first and third Fridays of every month. And a week from today, we'll be having Paul Hellyer, the former Canadian defense minister, on as well. I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy weekend. Thanks so much for supporting A Better Planet and Out of This World Radio. Take care, everyone.